let's head now to New Zealand, where there's the Auckland Open, which, of course, we had the women's side of things last week and the men's side of things this week in the build-up to the Aussie Open, which starts on Monday. Alistair Hunt, New Zealand Davis Cup captain, has been good enough to join us on the line. Alistair, thanks for your time and good morning on RSN 927.
No problem. Good morning to you.
Now, a big surprise yesterday, because I was following one man in particular over in Auckland with John Isner, the number one seed and talented American with the massive serve, went down to a fellow countryman in Fritz. Now, didn't expect this. What happened?
I just looked a bit rusty, I think. I think he sort of started the same last year as well. Just, had a couple of probably average results for him at the beginning of last year, and he's obviously done the same this year. I think he's probably just one guy that needs a few matches under his belt and obviously hold on serve, but just couldn't get sort of through on those big points, and it just looked a little bit underdone, but obviously Fritz played pretty well. He's, probably been a bit younger, a bit more eager at this, in that off-season, probably worked a little bit harder, and that was sort of the difference. So just one of those things, but pretty tough for him. He's just not, just didn't look too sharp from the back as he, normally does.
Was his serve rusty at all? Because that seemed to serve him well, pardon the pun, over the last number of years. Was that rusty, or was it just the other parts of his game?
Yeah, just the other parts, really. Just looked a bit sluggish sort of around the back of the court and, just sort of not making as many groundies and putting enough pressure on. Obviously, a tight match and just those big points didn't go his way. So he just sort of looks like he works his way into the season a little bit more. And, as I said last year, I think he actually went first round of the Open last year as well. He didn't win a match, I don't think, for three or four tournaments last year. So, just one of those things.
A very good morning to you, Alistair. Of the other big names there, who's impressive?
Well, really, I think Fognini's probably nearly one of the only seeds left. Everyone's sort of gone, and a lot of guys, Monfils pulled out. Burdich was meant to come over and take a wild card. There's not sort of too many big names left. Norrie was pretty good yesterday, so we did have one Kiwi guy that managed to beat that Chung. So he had sort of probably the win of his career. Chung being 25 on the world, so he managed to get past him, which was a pretty big upset. But he got tucked up by Stroyf yesterday, so that was a pretty one-sided match. So, yeah, it's pretty open now. It's be good for the TAB, I'd say.
Well, it's clearly very pleasing for you, a young New Zealander coming through. You're the Davis Cup captain, keeping an eye on that. How is the health of New Zealand tennis?
Doubles-wise, we're pretty good. We've got the three boys that are top 50. So, our number one guy, I think, is about 16 in the world in doubles. Number two's around 30, and then sort of down around sort of 45 or something. But we are desperate for a singles player. We've got the fella that won a couple of days ago, Ruben Statham. He's about 31, so he's sort of at the back end of his career. And then, so he's had that win of his career. And then we've got a guy, Ajit Rai, who's I'm actually not sure what he is on that new ranking system because that's all changed. But he's 19 and he played qualies, loft and qualies. But, he's a good prospect and he'll work hard and see what happens this year.
Before we get back onto the Auckland Open, just to finish on the Davis Cup side of things, what do you think of the new format that's been proposed? Because obviously a lot of leading players around the world have disagreed with it, and we've heard a lot of people here in Australia, Leighton Hewitt in particular, who aren't too happy with the changes, and we're going to lose that wonderful format of the tournament at the moment. What are your thoughts on the changes?
Yeah, I'm personally not a huge fan of it. I can see both sides, but personally, I did like the 3-day side of it, the best of five sets. I'm a bit more of a traditionalist with that sort of side of it. So, and growing up through Davis Cup, you saw, Leighton Hewitt would have, and you guys would have, you saw those huge matches and just big crowds and people got in behind it and it was a real event. So I'm not sure how it's going to pan out. It's going to be interesting. I think this year, for instance, I think we've only got one tie. So, a little bit different to the past, but I mean, they think there's going to be more money for the players, and, you know, that's obviously a bonus for young guys coming up needing some support. But as an event, you know, I personally would have preferred to stay with the old one, but that's just my opinion.
No, I think it's an opinion shared by many in the tennis world. Just back to the Auckland Open yesterday. David Ferrer, this is an awful end to his career. He's doing basically a farewell tour in 2019, and this was one of the six tournaments that he'd chosen, the Auckland Open, having won it four times, and unfortunately succumbed to a calf injury yesterday, the old man's injury. That was a bit of a heartbreaking way to finish for him.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal, and obviously I think with a lot of the seats, you know, and big names not coming over, you know, I think the tournament director really wanted him to go deep, you know, this week. I think he's been there 14 years, so, you know, fantastic effort, unbelievable effort, and for a guy, you know, who would pride himself on his fitness, and obviously still looks, you know, extremely fit, got through his first match pretty easily, and was probably looking pretty dangerous, and being able to play where, you know, there's no pressure, and you're just out there having a bit of a free swing, because it's, you know, he's just there to enjoy himself and have some fun. So, you know, we're looking forward to him to hanging around. But, you know, it's a shame for him. I mean, there's a guy, you know, I think, you know, runs maybe 10Ks or something a night, they say, on the treadmill generally. You know, he's pretty fit. Like you say, if you get an old man's injury, it'd be fairly disappointing for him. But hopefully it's not too long before he's back.
Does the crowd have a special affinity with people like David Ferrer, who've been back to this tournament a number of times and obviously supported it over, you know, almost a decade now?
Yeah, and that's sort of the good thing, I think, with our stadium there. Like, it's obviously pretty tight. The crowd's right down on the court, and we've got, you know, a lot of probably the older generation really enjoy seeing guys like him, and will just specifically come back to try and watch someone like him. So, you know, that's a, you know, they really support that sort of side of it, like they do in Australia. You know, we tend to really get behind the sport and get into it. So, yeah, it's a shame he's not there, but there would be a lot of people would have turned up just specifically to see him. So, you know, great for them.
Alistair, today's quarterfinal day at the Auckland Open. What matches are you looking forward to seeing today on centre court?
Oh, just to be honest, everything's a bit of a tough pick now because it's, you know, there's sort of no real big names there. So, you know, we've got a couple of Kiwi guys there, doubles-wise, so interested to sort of see that. You know, I sort of keep an eye on that sort of side of it. But with the singles guys, it's really an open bag. So, yeah, I think that's going to be the good thing now with the tournament. There's probably a chance for a couple of young up-and-comers to make a mark and start well early in the season and try and jump up the rankings quickly.
Alistair, thanks for your time on RSN 927 this morning. We might even touch base tomorrow to see how it all played out today in Auckland. Enjoy.
Sounds good. Have a great day.